All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome in on a Wednesday. We got a lot to talk about, so let's cut the bull and just get to it. Here's what we're not going to do today. I'm not going to use the phrase played winning hockey. I am not going to use the phrase they were the better team. I'm not going to give them any credit because they tried hard. This is a win or lose league, pass or fail. You either got the date to prom or you didn't. The Wings last night, for all intents and purposes, got shut out at home in the biggest game of their year against a team that had lost six straight with a superstar who looks like a Russian grandfather. That's it. Everything I was worried about, Rico, took place last night. Remember we were on the air joking? And then you had Cookies out here shaking his ass for Nichols. You had Rieger coming on doing his stupid routine.
Wings winning 4-2.
Guys, yeah. I said, please, this team is not trustworthy. This is what they do to us. You trust them. You love them. Oops, walked in. They're banging the post, man. That's what this team does. So what happened last night? You know what last night was to me? What I imagine lethal injection is. This slow process of just fading to black. And maybe we shook around for a little bit. Or maybe there was a little bit of pain and one last gasp and dead. Because it was the slowest.
So the goal with 1 second to go, that was your one last gasp?
Maybe that moment of regret going, I really didn't want the needle, but I'm too late. Like it just, Rico, this was the biggest game of the Yzerman era. They got shut out. They allowed Bob Lindgren, or whatever his name is, to look like Jean-Sebastien Jaguar back in 05. It just, the result is the result. They lost. And I don't want to hear about try hard. No. Other people can have that opinion. I'm just telling you, I'm not interested in hearing it.
No, you get jumped by the Caps. You're now... You're not in control. You got to win. Like Thursday's game becomes almost a game seven like feel, even though you're not. No. Even though you're not in the playoffs, Mike, you can't afford. That's it. You lose Thursday. That's.
I'm kind of spent. You want the truth? I'm kind of spent.
Yeah, but it's a roller coaster ride. But it's like you're right. Every time you're thinking, okay, guys, you got your stuff together.
Cutscene. It never changes. I want to make an announcement. I'd like to make an announcement here as we start today's program. Attention 97.1 ticket listeners. least enjoyable playoff drive ever. 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 The minute you relax, dead. The minute you get confident, dead. The minute you regain trust, postman. I feel free. Yell at me, people. I don't care. But I'm not going to lie to you and act like anything good took place last night. No. We were so amped up for this game. And honestly, the two mistakes shouldn't kill you because you were playing a team with about a negative 500 goal differential. You know what? Overcome. Two mistakes, two bad calls, two moments. You know what? When you don't score, you don't have a right to cry. And don't call up being like it was 2-1. You scored with a tenth of a second left.
So have you hit the point now where you spite watch them?
Yes. Go, Pens, go. End them.
Because I'm like, it's funny. Guys, it's funny being on the other side of this because this is the mic I got like for MSU Hoops. And the streak, it's like, my God, no. Because every time I think this team's going to do something, they go out there, and I got to watch this.
Moose
I got to watch that.
Postman.
So I'm
grunting.
Like, have you hit the spike watch?
Yes. Yes.
So you don't want, you're to the point, I don't want them to make the playoffs.
Hope they get shut out by Tom Barrasso tomorrow night. I've had enough. That crowd wanted to explode, and this team never gave them a reason.
Heck, they even tried to fire him up, throwing the octopus on the ice with 6 minutes to go. Like, okay.
Personally, I would have tasered that person. That is not the time, down 2-0.
No, but I fought that. Then a friend of mine was like, no, maybe they use that as the rallying cry. The guy takes it, and you see, you know, they're on the side. Like, the crowd is getting into this. Maybe it bleeds into the players, because if you can score that goal before 1 second to go, you give yourself a chance.
Every time they give you hope, here's the Wings' response. 248-539-9797. Where are we at with this hockey team? I mean, last night at home against a Capital team that has lost 6 straight games. That game set up for you to win. Now, I told you I was nervous, more because of who you are. But, Rico, you know this. If you're a playoff team, you win that game last night. Mm-hmm. Argue that.
No, you do. At home, you handle your business. Because you already should be in playoff mode.
That's what I'm more upset about.
Yeah.
I'd be more upset about if I was this bearded freak over here.
You should be in playoff mode because every game is a pseudo playoff game just to get into that
spot.
Why
are we in this position?
It's how you end up knocking off the number one seed because we've been playing playoff hockey for the last 2-3 weeks. Except for this team.
They should have been in playoff mode during that 7-game losing streak. This game is allowed to happen if they win 2, maybe 3 of those 7 games. Hell, if they, God forbid, they win a majority and win 4 of those 7
God
games.
God forbid you showed up as something more than a pleasure pillow for Arizona.
Absolutely. Yeah. They had no effort, no compete at all for 7 straight games. If you win a couple of those games, we're not talking about this because they're in the playoffs.
Okay, here's the other problem. Actually, No, I'm going to stand down. You go first.
Kenny, your thoughts on scoring a goal with 1 second to go?
I don't care. It does not matter. They did play well enough to win, but nobody wants to hear that.
No, I don't. No, I do not want to hear that. I heard it all day on this station. I don't want to hear it. You know what? That's like saying, well, that radio show blows, but they sure try.
It wasn't about trying. They outplayed Washington.
What did we just talk about? You don't think the people on the new movie Roadhouse tried? It sucks.
This wasn't Arizona, is my point. That's all I'm saying. Arizona, it doesn't matter.
The point I would like to bring up. I was just
wondering, like, when they scored that final goal,
no,
I just imagine Kenny sitting in his chair at home like, and now you score.
Spite. So. Absolute spite. I would have taken the Zamboni and run them all over with it. Spite. Don't score. Don't you dare. Don't you even dare make this look good on ESPN.com.
That's what I was thinking. Like, and no, it's 0.9 seconds left. That's actually a goal. Wow. Okay.
Here's the other problem. And I think, and we're not going to go down this road, but in many ways, I think the Iser plan is the Scott Harris plan, and the Scott Harris plan is the Iser plan. And I don't like either. Because you know the biggest problem? We don't have stars. We don't have somebody that's going to have that moment. We don't have somebody that can carry a team. And we've said this. Look, nobody wanted DeBrincat here more than me and Kenny. But the reality is DeBrincat's been ass for the better part of 6 weeks. And truthfully, when you look last night, I mean, Nate McKinnon puts the team on his back, has a hat trick. And I understand he's one of the top five players in the game. We don't have anyone. Like, I made the joke yesterday. McKinnon and Kucherov have like 140 points apiece. Our best player has 62.
Bro, that was sobering.
Right. So my whole idea is what you need on a night like last night is you need stars. You need someone who can just break glass in case of emergency, be outstanding own.
You know what it is? It's the old cliche in sports, though, but big players make big plays in big games.
Oh, wait a minute. PPTPW.
Yes.
Players play, tough players win.
But big players make the big plays in big games. It's what separates you. It's why you see certain guys and you feel like we always have a shot so long as he's on the team. He's on the field. He's on the ice.
And you don't have that.
No. And that's the problem.
You don't have it between the pipes. You don't have it on the blue line, and you don't have it with your top six forwards.
You just don't. Yeah, it's cool when all year you can say, hey, we got balanced scoring. We got a bunch of guys in double figures.
That's what the Tigers are trying to sell you.
But what you need is just that guy who says, I got this.
I want to know where you're at as hockey elite. I want it, whether you're a fringe hockey fan or a hardened, you know, you're dressed like Don Cherry in your cubicle right now for no good reason on a Wednesday. I want to know where you're at with the Wings. I'm out of love. I just, this is not enjoyable. It's really painful. And it's like, we're good. We're bad. We're good. We're bad. We're good. We suck. We're good. We're bad. We're in. We're out. I hate everything. Last night was a night you could have put it all to bed. You could have been in the command position. You're at home. Caps have been reeling and they kind of stink and you got shut out. Don't sell me that goal with a second. Just don't do it. Take that to another day. I don't want to hear it. In my world, it was 2-0. And that's gross. That was a slow death.
Well, Michael, technically it was 2-1.
248-539-9797.
I tried to do that voice you do, but I couldn't get it out.
If you think we're overreacting, please feel free. Oh, maybe you're like Jared Goff, who we'll get to at 3. You think we're being negative.
I agree.
Let me tell you, to set a plums on that guy. This town has embraced him, rallied around him, begged this team to pay him. And this guy gets on a podcast to say the media is negative here?
I was about to say, it's not the town. It's just the media. We're the bad guy.
The pendulous balls on that cat. We'll get to him at 3. But I want to hear from the hockey elite. I mean, Kenny, are we being too negative?
I don't think you're being too negative. And as long as you say things like, you know, it doesn't matter that they played well, they still lost. That's at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
I mean, Kenny, do you understand why I say it?
I understand because people act like it's an emotional or it's a moral victory or something. When
right.
It's and not. It's,
Kenny, if they had played well enough to win over the last, say, 6 weeks, we wouldn't be in this position.
That's exactly what my point was.
I don't, you know, like now we're handing out gold stars and bubble bats because what? You tried last night? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear if you play that game 8 times, you win that game 8 times out of 10. Nobody right. wants to hear that.
David went home and blew up his toilet, but the chef sure tried to make him a nice meal. That's the absurdity when you apply some of this sports logic, lemming logic, to real life. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy blows as a salesperson, but he sure tries. Out.
He's got a great personality, though.
Out. 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from Wings fans on it because last night marked the end of the line for me. You're right. I've reached bite face. And then what? They'll go beat Pittsburgh 5-0. Then we're locked in for a game in Toronto. But I can't keep doing it.
You just got off the roller coaster ride.
Just
you want off?
Yeah, I do. I do. I honestly just hope they lose to Pittsburgh and I can forget about it.
So you're officially just going to turn in the car flag?
I never had one. Never.
No, I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, and also, too, F. Jim Costa. Right. Those stupid Costa locks.
Okay.
He should have been made to walk home last night.
Shame. Shame. Town Wilbur, shame.
Sad part is he probably could have walked nude through the district. There ain't nobody there. Just Jim and his twig and berries alone with his thoughts. Well, it ain't like the garbage can would tell anybody. Ain't nothing down there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts. We're talking wings, the fallout from last night. And I just get tired when you're 5-13 their last 18 games, 5-14. I don't want to hear about you played well enough to win, but you didn't. Or we were the better team, except we didn't win. I don't want to hear it. You got shut out at home 2-0. And it was largely a winner-take-all game. You're at home against a team that's lost 6 games in a row with a terrible goal differential, a team that routinely gets blown out. And you didn't score. Don't, with a second to go, sell me that ridiculous goal. Don't. The bottom line is, this has been a painful playoff push. And I, as Rico put it, I'm ready to get off the roller coaster. I just don't need it. It's brutal. No, it's brutal.
Yeah, because what you end up feeling like is, even if you limp in and you make the playoffs, you're going to be like the Pistons in, 19, when they were there for a second, and then it was over.
Hey, Gregory loved it. David, ticket text, please.
Finally a show on this station.
I sure love this playoff push.
Finally a show on the station that's not talking about moral victories for the Red Wings. It took all day. I absolutely love it. No moral victories.
Because they don't exist. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, a Game 7, a war that goes to double OT, and you lose on puck luck. Maybe we can begin having a conversation about, the boys played real hard. But when you have gone ass first into a wood chipper over the last 6 weeks, and you're at home with a wounded deer coming in, your job is to put a bullet in. Yeah. And didn't score.
Yeah, you should be in the middle of playing playoff hockey right now so that you are that hot team going in there so that you can upset that number one seed, because they're starting over from scratch. You're already lathered up and ready to go. But, yeah, the moral victory, man, the last moral victory probably, once the Lions found out they couldn't be in the playoffs and they still went out and beat the Packers. You're like, okay, yeah, good for you.
But not this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Tomorrow night's game, win or lose, it's just delaying the inevitable. Coach needs to go, and Yzerman should be on thin ice. His team is not a very good team and stuck on mediocre at best.
No, I think the problem, too, is this deep into a rebuild, where are the stars? Where are the guys who have a pathway to being a top 10 or top 15 player in this league? Tell me. And what I don't want to hear is, well, just wait till Casper gets here or Bergeron plays or just wait until Bobby Papadakis plays. How much longer? Now, obviously, you could say, look, if they fall short, this summer becomes the moment we go and acquire one of those people. Fine. But that won't fix the bitter disappointment of this. At one point, you had a 9-point cushion to the cut line. And now we're sitting here where a lot of people want to go moral victories, losing 2-0 at home to the Caps. I do not validate that goal. I do not validate that goal. That, come on, man.
Talk about the last 6 weeks. Somebody text this in. The Wings since the start of March are 5-11-2 with a goal differential of minus 23. They don't deserve to make the playoffs.
No, and when you lose at home to a Caps team that hasn't won in 2 weeks, that you're not a playoff team. Now again, maybe they do what they normally do. You're ready to throw them out onto the street, and now they show up to the church bake sale and pay for everything. And you're like, all right, 4-1 in Pittsburgh. But I just, again, we were all geared up for last night. Last night's the game you had to have. Because even if they go and win in Pittsburgh, what are they going to do? They'll trip over their garden hose against Montreal. It's who they are. By the way, Kenny, why don't we have anybody with a cool last name like Slapkovsky or whatever that kid is?
Slapkovsky? A lot of Montreal.
Sounds like a hockey player.
It is. He scored a hat trick last night. It was awesome.
Okay, I think I've said it all. Let's go to the people. Mike joins us, kicking off a Wednesday. Hi, Mike.
Boys, good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
How are you?
It's honestly, right now, Mike, I feel like I've been cheated, and I feel like I literally just took your chair off the back of my spine or something. But, I mean, seriously, the Capitals are made up of a 50-year-old Alexander Ovechkin and a bunch of homeless people. All right, they waved the white flag at the deadline, and I really don't care about, the Red Wings tried last night. Right. Okay, you know what? This isn't my 8-year-old niece's basketball team, okay? I don't want to hear, they tried. But other than the Derek Lalonde dump and chase offensive system, which just drives me crazy, the guy I'm most upset right now is, like who you mentioned, is Alex DeBrincat. This was supposed to be the goal scorer that we needed, and I was thrilled in the last summer when they made that trade. And, of course, he started the year on fire.
Yep.
But in the last 19 games, he has one goal.
It's inexplicable.
How does a guy who scored 40 goals twice in his career and he's still supposedly in his prime disappear like this? I mean, he has been streaky. I did look up his stats in Chicago when he was scoring 40 goals. He'd routinely go like 6-7 games without a goal. Mm-hmm. But nothing like this at all.
No.
Where's the accountability on this? I have no idea what to even think about that. It truly defies logic in my mind.
It does. And again, I think we talked about it, that DeBrincat is not one of these superstar players. He simply would be brought here and be your best guy or your best pure goal scorer. No, Mike, it's dreadful. It's a scarlet letter if they miss the playoffs he's going to have to wear, because he will open next season with a lot of pressure on him. You know, to go the basically a quarter of a season without scoring when you're the guy we're depending on, given first line minutes to and first line power play
and
duties
to. And a critical
to,
part of the season where they right. needed your scoring, where you needed to step up, where you needed to be the leader, where you needed to be the man.
You can't disappear. Mike,
I got to tell you guys.
I'm with you.
I got to tell you one last thing here. That a little over a month ago when Patrick Kane scored that overtime goal against the Blackhawks in the middle of that winning streak, that was honestly the best I had felt as a Red Wings fan in at least a decade. And I was thinking, here we go. We're finally putting it together. All of those feelings are gone now, and yeah. I truly feel like I've been cheated or something.
No, Mike,
I think that's how we all feel right now.
Mike, I'm with you, and I think the problem, Mike, is we're going to run into some of the Steve bots who are going to go, well, you can't base a 5-year rebuild on 20 games. And I'm going, I kind of can, because the team that he's built has collapsed, and whether that's the leadership he's put in place with Lalonde, whether it is the roster he's built, which was focused more on balance than on higher-end players – whether it is the decision to essentially punt goaltending and we're depending on Lyon like he's Grant Fuhrer, like I don't know what to say, but it, you know, accountability, Mike, has to exist. This is not a good enough team. It's not.
You said it, guys. I appreciate it, man.
All
have a good
Mike,
one.
Mike, you got it. And best of luck to your 8-year-old niece's soccer team. I know they took a tough L the other day. It's tough. But he's right. Why do grown adults want to treat NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB like it is some neighborhood soccer game? These are paid professionals. They lost.
Yeah, because if you lower the bar, you're not disappointed.
Yeah, but that's not how I live.
You asked a question.
Well, I didn't like your answer.
I didn't say you, but you said, how do grown adults do this? And I said, because if you lower the bar, you can't be disappointed.
So that's weak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the city is now. This is Cialis City. You know, instead of having a new Detroit sign, we ought to just put up a boner pill, like a giant boner pill when people enter the city limits. That's what this town is.
Big yellow pill.
Welcome to Flaccid Town. Like, what the hell, man? Seriously, what the hell?
Huh? Because if you put high expectations on your team, think about this, Mike, how miserable people would be. We haven't seen the championships in this city in a long time. So if you come in with that way of thinking, you're just going to be hurt. You're just going to be disappointed.
I love that. You got to be addicted to losing to appreciate the winning. You have to be. You have to like losing almost as much as you like winning. You do. The losing, the pain, the suffering, it's what makes the winning
right
fun.
But when it's pain compounded by four major sports teams.
Yeah.
It gets to be too much.
Well, you know, as Jim Harbaugh once said, put some steel in your spine. Figure it out.
You asked the question.
248-539-9797. More Hockey Elite next. And also, your quarterback thinks the media is negative in this town. What? Can't wait to play you this top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Who the hell's that joker? What is that?
I was listening to the morning show, and I was caller Mike from St. Clair Shore saying that you don't have to win a Stanley Cup to be a successful franchise.
Oh, geez. Okay. I don't know. You know what? Whatever. I'm sure he's a lovely man. I'm wired different. What's the point of sports if you're not winning championships? What are we doing here? This isn't some community youth sports organization. Yeah, you know what? When you have a publicly funded stadium and when you take tax dollars and when you take millions of dollars and you jack the prices of tickets and people are spending their hard-earned money, well, yeah, you're right. The parade is kind of what we're after. Let's go to the people. Doug is up next, 97.1. Hello, Douglas. What's the word?
Hey, yeah, I was just saying, I think you're overreacting. And I think the Red Wings did pretty good this year. We got a lot to look forward to next year, and I'm trusting in the Yzerman way.
Super. I mean, Doug, I'm not going to get into an argument with you. We just see the world completely differently. If you're happy, yeah. God bless. I'm not going to yell. Like, I just don't understand how you say it. Like, I don't get it. No? All right. Goodbye. I wanted to hear too. I do not understand that human being. I'm not going to yell at such a person.
For the record, nobody yelled. No. Nobody was belittling, demeaning.
I said, man to man, I do not understand how you see the world. I offer you the ability to explain it to me. He choked on his tongue. What do you want me to say? You're happy with the way, hey, Wings did pretty good this year. I trust in the eyes are playing. You had about an 80% shot of making the playoffs on Friday, February 28th. You have been so rancid in the 6 weeks to follow that you are on the outside looking in and do not control your own destiny after an embarrassing home loss where you were effectively shut out. I do not understand how you call a radio show and say what that gentleman just said. Then when I ask you to explain yourself, you can't. It makes me think even less of the opinion.
No.
Cialis City, man. I'm telling you.
You don't like the answer, but you keep the bar low.
Turn his microphone off.
There. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You ain't got to tell me twice. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, you keep it low enough, but you get callers like that who just... It's like, you know, when you go to the movies, every movie's not going to win an Oscar. Just entertain me for a little bit. Entertain me for a few months. Send me on some highs, send me on some lows. And in the end, okay, could have been better. 6.5.
Go to Mark 97.1. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who would have guessed the eclipse would have lasted longer than the 2-1 deficit we faced in the game yesterday? But hey, it's kind of like that thing, Moneyball. This whole playoffs felt like you're getting shot 6 times in the chest instead of one to the head just to end our misery. But the last thing, though, remember a couple weeks ago when Lalonde came out and said, hey, no one expected us to be here, so
yep.
We don't make the playoffs, it's no big deal. Okay, then why for the last 6 weeks have I been getting an email every day from the Red Wings, place your deposit for playoff tickets. Get your spot for the playoffs. We're making it. Hey, you guys still got playoff tickets, or are they just kind of on hold right now? I don't know.
But see, what you're touching on, and again, you know, both teams are owned by the same man. Look at what Scott Harris offered you yesterday on MLB Network. We haven't earned the right to expectations. Our job today is just to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. Would it have killed Scott Harris to just go on with high heat and go, yeah, our expectation is we're gunning after winning the Central. We feel like we got a good ball club. We feel like we got a collection of good young players. Yeah, hold on, Mr. Beard, I'd like to call on you.
I'm going to go with lowering the bar for 500, please, Alex.
Mark, do me a favor. I want you to go get like some iron or steel piping and drop it off at the station so I can hit this man in the back of the skull with it.
Ah, Scott Harris just said, hey, guys, thinking too high. Let's bring it down a notch. And people, okay, that's great. What's the new ballpark item? That's it.
But that's not.
I know it's not it, Mike. I'm not saying that's me.
But between Lalonde saying it and Scott Harris saying it, you can see the effect it has on people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, forget about being a season ticket holder. That's no longer the barometer because season tickets are so damn expensive and it's such a time commitment. If you're just a person who cares deeply about this team and has dedicated your time to watching them, you should be irate. This is a joke, the way this team has finished this season in year 5 of a rebuild. Please, it's a joke.
Especially because, 2 months ago we thought that this...
Two?
No.
We're back Friday, February 28th, Kenny was super gluing a flagpole to his schnitzel. Look where we are right now.
About 2 months ago.
No, two months,
we were thinking Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, I'm saying that all of a sudden it was sky high and you thought, okay, we're giving, you know, maybe we were too hard on Steve Yzerman and now it came crashing down. And...
That's the other thing. Do you think, Yzerman is the ultimate red ass and the ultimate competitor. I mean, the idea that fans think that he's somehow calm about this or think that he's accepting of this. People are out to lunch.
No, I imagine him in the suite pretty much like you. Just, you know what, hey, let's get all the chairs out. Let's just, you know what, no, let's either bolt them in here or get everything out of here that can be thrown. Because I can only imagine... He's just losing it in there because he's got to be frustrated because it's almost like no one wants these last playoff spots. They're there for the taking, and you just, nah, I'm good. You take it. No,
the
no,
other
no, you
problem
take
is we're entering, unless someone miraculously wins a title this year, we're going to be entering the longest championship drought in this town's history. 16 years. And I got to deal with phone calls from guys going, well, you know, they tried hard. I mean, shame on the fans, shame on radio hosts, shame on columnists, shame on the Earth. I mean, what the hell are we doing here? 16 years in a 4-sport town without a title? No, this ain't Cleveland. That's a loser town. This is not a loser town.
But if you are too hard and too judgmental, you get be told that you're too negative.
Do you have a spare chair, please? Because I'm about to throw one.
Well, I'm just setting up the next topic, that's all.
I'm just setting up you in a wheelchair. Because when you ain't looking right to that C7 vertebra, I have had enough.
What did I do? I'm not losing. I didn't play last night.
I blame you. It was
Blake
you.
Costa.
It wasn't Mo Sider. It was you last
Blake
night.
Costa.
Well, that Costa Lock stuff is poison.
You know what, Kenny? Maybe if you would have said shoot the puck a little bit more, they would have shot it.
I was yelling shoot the puck the entire night.
I'm sure there was some colorful language along with it.
Oh, no. The colorful language came later after the game, David. Kenny after hours on social media. Kenny.
No. Don't tell me. Do we have something we need to address?
People were acting like they were playing like they played against Arizona. I was just correcting them because they acted like they played poorly. They
what
did not.
What did you say?
Kenny was Jon Snow.
That's all.
Kenny David, pulled out his sword and he was Jon Snow.
Stop. Stop. Did you go full Johnny Pork Fats last night?
I went full Rico Beard last night.
Did you turn into Kenny U. Bacon?
I had a couple of choice tweets, that is all.
Time out. David, pull Kenny's socials. Pull Kenny's socials, I want to investigate. And we'll see if a penalty needs to be levied. 248-539-9797. We are going to get back to your phone calls. We have some football to mix in. We are going to talk wings. You are welcome all day to air the grievances. Or if you see the world in this lollipop and I don't know, slap-ass world that you live in where, well, they tried harder, it's been a fun year. Just explain it.
If you've been told that for 16 years, it starts to sink in.
David?
Tell me I'm wrong.
David,
don't
you
tell
are
me
a
don't
man
like
of
it.
The
tell
cloth.
Me, tell
I
me
need,
I'm wrong,
stop
David.
It. They didn't no-show,
hey,
LOL.
Hey, I'll tell you what. At the commercial break, we're going to do a trust fall. Okay. Except I ain't going to catch your ass, and we're going to move on in peace today.
You're going to be amazed when I levitate.
Jesus.
Well, Mike, I like that introduction.
Yes.
And I'm going to marry two things that you like, the draft and gambling.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Vegas odds.
Oh, my God. Mel Kiper's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Why does he look like a Christmas ornament? His hair is perfectly round. What am I looking at?
Perfectly round, and he went full blonde.
I have nothing. David, you must take a picture of this. Carry on.
You ready for the odds?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
That was jarring.
All right. The number one selection I think we all know is Caleb Williams. Not going to get much juice on that. That's at minus 10,000.
Also, the dude who wears number 13 on the Bears has just changed his number.
Yeah.
One problem. That's Keenan Allen's number, too. Just saying, someone's wearing 13.
Right.
It's going to be someone who makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So at number two, according to FanDuel, the odds who get selected, you want to take a guess?
I would say Jaden Daniels is your favorite.
Jaden Daniels is minus 155.
Doesn't it seem like they've kind of settled on him?
Yeah.
And honestly, you have to remember the business element of this. Lamar plays right down the road. Takes up all the oxygen in the corridor. If you're the Washington franchise, and it has been ever since RG3, you've been searching. You've been dying to have somebody. What is Jaden Daniels comp to?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
You had Cousins, but Cousins wasn't sexy.
This will sell tickets. This is a sexy brand of football. And let's face it, they're playing catch-up because they're pretty reviled.
And number three, according to FanDuel,
Drake
with
May.
Minus 100, Drake May.
I think he's falling. You've seen the reports lately. I don't know. Listen, I don't think any of these guys are perfect.
Oh, well, now it gets fun.
Okay, go ahead.
Fourth selection.
Marvin Harrison.
You got two people. But Harrison is minus 200.
Okay.
JJ plus 400.
Now, JJ's got to be the favorite at five.
The favorite at five is Malik Nabers at plus 200.
What's JJ, plus 250?
At six, there is no favorite.
Even Steven.
I don't know who's picking at six, but apparently who's picking at six, they don't know what they're doing.
The Giants are at six, so it would be Roma Dunze.
Roma Dunze.
It would be JJ McCarthy.
Neighbors is plus 170. Rome is plus 340. JJ is plus 550.
All right, so,
maybe clear-cut person.
The Giants
at six.
The Giants are A, in a position where Minnesota could leap them and take the quarterback, and all of a sudden, Neighbors falls to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, JJ's odds would go up.
So basically, it looks like unless JJ goes four, his odds start
to fall. It means the draft starts with the New York Football Giants.
At number seven.
Just leave me alone.
At number seven, it's Joe Alt, minus 105.
That's not a heavy favorite at all. Who's second choice at seven?
I got to pull that up. At eight.
Atlanta, Dallas Turner.
Yeah, Dallas Turner.
Okay.
Plus 340.
Okay. What's the team at nine? Bears.
Bears.
Can I just say wide receiver?
You can say wide receiver. You want to keep going?
Yeah, I just, who's, go ahead.
Rome Odunze.
Oh.
Plus 250.
That is your guy.
It is.
All right, at 10.
At 10.
Who is it?
You want to take a guess?
No, I just need to know what team. I don't have it all committed to memory.
Hold on.
Who's 10?
Number 10 is, no, that's not Atlanta. I'm sorry.
I know 11 was Minnesota and 12 is the Broncos. Who the hell's 10? Jets?
Yes.
Jets at 10?
Yes.
All right. I'll say what they should do. I would just say Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers is... Wow, this bell is broken.
Whoa!
Is correct. Plus 250...
Kenny, that's going to hurt my heart. I love that kid, but once he plays for the Jets, he's dead to me. He's done. I will slander him at every turn. Go ahead. 11 is Minnesota.
No, we're just going to do the 10, plus I got some other ones for you.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead.
No, no. If you want to go top three in order and you want to go Caleb, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, that's plus 125.
I just still think Drake May, something's going to happen.
So if you think that now, if you think JJ is going to sneak in there, Caleb, Jaden Daniels two, JJ at three, that's plus 650. The Lions. What position will the Lions draft? Not player. What position will the Lions draft? You can get odds on this according to FanDuel.
Here's my guess. Not that I'm saying it's what they should do. I'm saying availability. Wide receiver's the favorite.
David?
I'm kind of looking at it already.
Okay,
sorry,
Kenny.
Shame.
I will say edge rusher.
Kenny's closer. Kenny has the second best odds.
Okay.
Defensive lineman, defensive end, plus 290. Wide receiver, plus 420.
Is O-line, corner.
O-line tied with the D-line, plus 290. Corner is the favorite. That's plus 135.
I will say if you're betting on this, you need to call the number. Like acting like you can figure out what they're doing at 29 this far ahead of the draft without knowing any of what takes place on draft night. Please don't. This is a bad idea. Don't do this. Go ahead.
Where will Michael Penix go?
New York.
New York is on the list.
All right. That's all I need. I need hope.
David, you've already watched.
I was going to guess New York also.
Okay.
No, I'm not allowed to be happy, Kenny. That's just not how it
New
works.
New York plus 600.
Oh, we're not the favorite.
All Broncos plus 470. Vikings plus 470.
Can I throw a wild card?
Yes.
Have you been seeing more of the Rams associated with your man, Penix?
I've seen some stuff, but not according to Vegas.
Okay.
Raiders, plus 380. The other quarterback.
Bo Nix. Go ahead. Denver's got to be the favorite.
Denver is the favorite. Denver is minus 130.
Okay. List the others. Don't Giants. Put New York on this list.
Giants, plus 700.
Thank God. All right. A long shot.
And the Raiders are plus 700. 50.
Let me ask you guys a question. Outside of the top three draft picks, are we all getting too comfortable with Bo Nix to the Broncos? Like, it just feels like Sean Payton has made his choice. Or do you think it's actually happening?
I think it's actually happening. I really do.
See, I think the Broncos are kind of whistling past the graveyard, hoping that no one makes any moves, no one does anything, and they can just kind of sit there
and take JJ
without any draft capital and either get JJ or Knicks, whoever's there, but we didn't have to make a move.
No, they're just going to sit there. I think Knicks is who's available. I will be shocked if Minnesota traded and got pick 23 and has pick 11 and doesn't move up to get their quarterback. It would really be surprising.
It is, but that's the one where you just – JJ is going to – when the draft takes off, it's going to get interesting with him and where he goes.
He'll go at 5. My Giants will get Neighbors, and then I got to pray to God we get Penix later.
Also, a couple of teams, a couple individual players of where they can go, Mike.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy.
Chiefs.
Chiefs plus 750. David, did you see this one too? Will you stop looking?
Well, Mike asked about the number 7th pick, second overall. I was Bills. Looking to see.
Bills at plus 400. Panthers,
yeah.
God help his soul, plus 650.
We're praying for you, man.
Yeah. Since we keep talking about JJ.
Yeah.
Where's JJ going to go? They have odds.
Minnesota.
Do you know this one too?
I did not look.
Okay. You're saying Minnesota. What are you saying, David?
Washington.
Kenny?
Actually, I'm changing my mind. I'm going to say New York on that one.
Ooh. You guys have 3 of the 4.
All right. That means I have a quarterback.
At number 4, the Commanders at plus 850. At number 3, the Giants plus 500.
Do you know they've already installed meditation circles under the goalposts at MetLife?
They got the little semicircles like you see underneath the hoop.
Yeah, it's actually a little chalk outline of JJ's broken body. First time he gets hit.
Patriots, number 2 at plus 410. Vikings, 1 at plus 115.
Don't we want JJ in this division? Like, don't you want that sizzle? You want to face him twice a year? I love storyline. That would be fun.
Okay. And I got a couple more real quick.
Yeah.
I can't believe this was on here, but you can actually bet this.
Uh-oh.
Guys, where's Blake Corum going?
Canada.
No. Want to take a guess? What team's going to draft Blake Corum?
Raiders.
FedEx.
No. Raiders are on the list, David, at plus 1,600. Come on. You're overthinking this one, guys.
No, not the Lions.
No.
Okay. Not the Chargers.
Chargers, plus 340.
I have been nothing but nice to these Michigan players. Like, Sandra still would love to have him.
All right.
Jenkins would love to have him. I'm fine taking McCarthy. The one player I've just planted a flag with, I'm sorry.
I saw that and was just like, wow. All right, last one. First cornerback selected.
The kid from Toledo, Quinyon Mitchell.
No. I'll give Tyrion.
Tyrion Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Quinyon also.
All right. David, these two are correct.
I figured they would be. I just wanted to give another
minus
name.
-210. He's the first one.
Wow.
But Arnold is second at minus 185.
And here's a reminder.
Or plus 185. So you're not that far off.
Don't bet on any of that, please.
I just
insanely
thought it was cool.
Bad idea. Fun to talk about. Insanely bad idea on April 10th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.